Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Debbie Stanton and Ligan Coons at the Washington Public Library about upcoming events. This is part one of a two-part interview.
February is a very busy month here at the Washington Public Library. Can you let us know about some things that are going to be going on throughout the month?
Yes, we have a very fun and festive February. One of our themes that we often have in February is called Fiber Arts February. It's an annual celebration that kind of has grown every year, and with the help of everyone in the community who has a love and appreciation for fiber arts and textiles, we end up having a lot of presentations and workshops and exhibits. And one of the exhibits that we're going to be having in the front foyer of the library, as well as the second level, is going to be History in a Cloth Bag. Mike Zoss is going to display his exhibit of feed, flower, and seed sacks and items that have been created from them.
And are there some other events with Fiber Arts February where people can kind of work with their hands and get some projects started?
Definitely. One of our regular groups that meets, Sticks and Strings, is going to kick off the month on Friday, February 5th at noon. People can bring in all of their projects that they're working on, knitting, crochet, quilting, sewing, etc., and join us on the second level of the Reading Lounge. It's a great time to share what you're making with others and to get some work done as well. Then we're going to have some special events on Saturday, February 13th at 11 a.m. Karen Howe, who's a Civil War reenactor, is going to offer a presentation on Civil War fashion. She's going to discuss the styles of clothing during the Civil War, including textiles available in the mid-1800s, construction techniques that were used, the challenges of reproducing the clothing that she does today, and she's even going to have some of her reproductions on display that morning. We're also going to have a workshop, the Creating Winter Headbands workshop with Debbie Manning. That will take place on Friday night, February 19th at 6:30. Participants are going to be able to come and learn how to upcycle an old sweater into a fashionable and warm headband. If people want to do this, they can sign up at the front desk of the library. They will need to bring a few supplies of their own. If they can bring an old, fine-knit sweater, some medium and large sewing needles, and then button or craft thread, and then any embellishments that they would like to put on their headband, such as buttons and beads and so forth. Otherwise, the rest of the stuff will be supplied. Finally, also, we're going to have the kids involved. We have an opportunity for them to join in on the celebration with Embroidery Basics for Kids with Debbie Hansen. This workshop is going to be for 3rd through 5th graders. It will take place on Saturday, February 27th at 10 a.m., and participants can come and learn some 3 basic embroidery stitches, including the stem stitch, the chain stitch, and the French knot, and they will get to sew a little sampler and get the opportunity to sew on some nice fabric and a design of their own choice. And again, they should come to the library and sign up for that.
And with the Sticks and Strings group and the headband program, is this somewhere that a beginner could come and maybe learn how to start?
Oh, definitely. At our Sticks and Strings group, it's a very casual group, but we have so many people who can give just kind of on-the-spot lessons. So if you want to learn to knit, we can get you started. There's usually somebody there who's willing to teach a little crochet as well. So show up. You know, everybody's usually very willing to help out and give a small, short lesson. And then the Creating Winter Headbands is for anybody. If, you know, kids want to come too, we just ask that fifth graders and under attend with an adult. But definitely they can come and learn some basics.
All right. And what are some of the other things that are going on here at the library this month?
So I'm really excited to have, actually got the idea from Carol Ray, a local resident, to honor Alan Rickman's life. Alan Rickman is, you know, actor, recently passed away, also known as Snape from the Harry Potter books. And so he's kind of near and dear to our heart as librarians. So we decided to have an Alan Rickman film series in February. We will not be showing any of the Harry Potter movies. We're going to be showing some of his movies where, you know, maybe younger people might not even realize he was in a lot of other types of movies. So it'll be every Thursday in February. They'll start at 7 p.m. So if you can just remember, Thursdays at 7 p.m., come and watch Alan Rickman in he really played many different types of roles. So he wasn't always the bad guy, although a lot of times he was the bad guy. We're starting February 4th with Galaxy Quest, which is a family-friendly one, so, you know, all ages can come to it. In that one, he plays a sci-fi character from a movie kind of, or a TV series, almost like Star Trek. And then it winds up that these aliens come to Earth and they think that they're like the real deal. And so they take them because they want these actors to basically rescue them and their civilization. So it's very, very funny. February 11th is Love Actually, where he actually, you know, gets to play the part in kind of a romantic comedy. Not what a lot of people expect from him. February 18th is Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, which for a lot of people, that kind of cemented him in his bad guy role, because he's a really good bad guy in that one. He plays the Sheriff of Nottingham in that movie. And then February 25th, we'll be showing Sweeney Todd, the Demon Barber of Fleet Street, which is a musical, so you get to hear him, you know, sing a little bit. He does play a bad guy in that role also. But that's every Thursday at 7 p.m. We're super excited about that.
That's been today's Washington Page interview with Debbie Stanton and Leanne Coons at the Washington Public Library, speaking about upcoming events. This is part one of a two-part interview. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.